This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the cabinet decisions approving the inclusion of the Kosi-Mechi intra-state link project in Bihar under the PMKSY-AIBP and a four-lane Patna-Sasaram corridor project. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to the all-round development of Bihar. He said while this will provide water for irrigation in a large area, it will also increase the income of farmer brothers and sisters. The cabinet yesterday approved the inclusion of Bihar's Kosi-Mechi intrastate link project under the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program PMKSY-AIBP to enhance irrigation and flood management in the region.
कोसी नदी के पानी को मेची रिवर के साथ जोड़ने का एक बहुत बड़ा प्रोजेक्ट 6,282 करोड़ रुपीस के इन्वेस्टमेंट से अप्रूव हुआ है. कोसी से मेची को जोड़ने से फ्लड का जो एक्स्ट्रा वाटर है दैट कैन बी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड बिटवीन द टू रिवर्स. सो दिस इज अ रिवर लिंकिंग प्रोजेक्ट प्लस इरिगेशन बेनिफिट्स. सो ह्यूज इकोनॉमिक बेनिफिट्स एंड सिग्निफिकेंट डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट रिलेटेड मैटर्स दैट विल कम.
Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will provide over 2,10,000 hectares additional annual irrigation in Kharif season in Araria, Purnia, Kishanganj and Katihar districts of Bihar. The government has approved central support of 3,652 crore rupees to Bihar for completion of the project by March 2029 with an estimated cost of 6,282 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved construction of four-lane green field and brownfield Patna-Ara-Sasaram corridor having the length of 120.1 kilometers in Bihar. He said the project will be developed on hybrid annuity mode at a total capital cost of 3,712 crore rupees. The minister said this project will give a boost to infrastructure development by generating 48 lakh man days employment.
ये वन ऑफ दोज रेयर प्रोजेक्ट्स जो बहुत सारे हाईवेज और बहुत सारे हाईवे सिस्टम्स को जोड़ता है. ये प्रोजेक्ट है पटना से आरा होते हुए सासाराम को जोड़ने वाला. पांच नेशनल हाईवेज और चार स्टेट हाईवेज को ये जोड़ता है. दिस विल सिग्निफिकेंटली रिड्यूस कंजेशन और जो बिहार के कंप्लीट इस एरिया में मूवमेंट पटना से लेके सासाराम तक लोगों का बहुत इसमें बेनिफिट रहेगा.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference on Environment 2025 in New Delhi today. The two-day event is set to bring together environmental experts, policymakers, and activists to discuss critical environmental issues and formulate actionable solutions. The conference is being organized by the National Green Tribunal. The meet will have four key technical sessions that will address pressing challenges faced by the environment, including climate change, pollution control, biodiversity conservation, and sustainable development. These sessions aim to foster meaningful dialogue and collaboration across sectors to promote environmental sustainability in India and globally. The Telangana government will begin the distribution of free fine rice to ration card holders across the state from Ugadi, Telugu New Year Day, tomorrow. State Civil Supplies Minister N. Uttam Kumar Reddy announced this last evening. Addressing the media, he claimed the scheme as the largest of its kind in the country. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy will be officially launching the scheme tomorrow at a public meeting in Huzur Nagar. Tech billionaire Elon Musk has sold social media site X to his own XAI artificial intelligence company in a $33 billion deal, the billionaire announced last night. Musk said in a social media post that the move will unlock immense potential by blending XAI's advanced AI capability and expertise with X's massive reach. In Indian Premier League, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 50 runs at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 197 for victory, Chennai Super Kings scored 146 for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.